The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. We'll get back to the phones here in just a moment here, 770-5633. I'm also going to talk with Josephine County Commissioner John West. And this has to do with that lawsuit about the Christine Goodwin eligibility. I guess they kind of dumped out partially at first and then completely on Friday night. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit, okay? Bob Shan writes me this morning because I was talking about the shortage of housing and how the AllCare communications person, Julie Akins, and by the way, I respect Julie greatly. I mean, she's been a journalist for a long time here in Southwest Oregon. But, she has to talk the talk of AllCare. And the challenge that I have when you talk about, we want to change the laws to make it easier to build affordable housing. Changing the laws, it's pretty simple. You repeal the law that actually has created this multi-headed hydra of anti-housing and anti-building take, and that is Senate Bill 100. It's centralized land use planning and control. We're the only state that does this. And so we talk about additional laws or legislature needs to get involved in this. Well, state just needs to back away and let counties decide their land use, period, which is the way it used to be done prior to Senate Bill 100. Who knows better where something should be built? Some bureaucrat of LCDC? Some person, some tax eater in Salem, they know better. They know better than people who actually live down here in Southwest Oregon. So that's fine. Okay. And but you also can't discount the challenge that drug-addicted raving lunatism or loonyism, I guess, has brought here to the homelessness crisis, which means getting tough on the drugs. And I know a lot of people, especially of libertarian bent, and I've been there, they go, oh, no. Everyone should be able to drug and drink themselves as long as they're not hurting someone else. Well, they are hurting someone else because they're destroying the society and the culture down here. And also eating lots of tax dollars. And I think when you have AllCare coming out and calling for changes to make it easier to build housing, they're not talking about just housing that makes it easier for all of us to buy homes. They're probably talking more about the line of a free and or heavily subsidized government housing, which, of course, ends up growing the blob, the homeless industrial complex, of which I believe AllCare is pretty much a big part of. Now, I'm not picking on AllCare. AllCare just happens to be a big one and a big name, okay? But, just like the Stabbin' Wagon type nonprofits, everybody gets their cut of this huge slurry of tax money that is coming into the system. And Bob Shan, makes me understand here what's going on with Housing Authority of Jackson County. And it's from their website. Housing Authority of Jackson County has worked tirelessly to grow our agency and increase the number of housing opportunities for our clients. From 200 to over 1,500 homes. That's just one government agency, one quasi-government agency. That is the push. If you really want affordable housing, get the government completely out of it, and then we'll start building more affordable homes. And then have maybe government homes for those that truly can't. Like a Social Security recipient, is getting $600-$700 a month. You're not going to be able to rent much of anything in this town. I get that. That's what it should be going for. But someone who is drug addicted on or in the park system in a tent or on the greenway is not working, is not bringing in income, and is not going to be responsible for anything you give them. Giving them housing is not going to cure that particular problem. There's a cultural and a lifestyle and a poverty of spirit that needs to be addressed. And government is one of the last places that you want any help from when it comes to poverty of the spirit, because there ain't much spirit there, if you get my drift. It's 5 after 7. All right, we'll talk the Christine Goodwin thing. We'll talk with State Rep Dwayne Junker a little bit later because he's blowing up the myths about all of these bills that the Republicans and Democrats have been saying, oh, look, we crossed the aisle, we got all this passed. And he says the way it's sold is one way, what it does in reality is another, and we have to be truthful with ourselves. We'll have it all coming up this morning on The Bill Myers Show.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
To prune or not to prune? The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op.
Someone's saying that if it's not freezing out, that you can't go trim them.
I don't want to expose that cut wood to freezing temperatures. That's when I don't prune. I'll prune an apple tree, not the big pruning of the year, unless I'm trying to dwarf the tree in the middle of the summer. What your friends are telling you is just misinformation.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning Encore at 9 on KMED and KCMD.
This is Bi-Coastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A $1.2 trillion budget recently signed by President Biden includes hundreds of millions for stepped-up border security, but not U.S. border security. Maryland Governor Moore says the best minds in the world are involved in plans to reopen the channel into Baltimore Harbor and blocked by wreckage of the Key Bridge. Crews have set about the monumental chore of removing the twisted steel and concrete. The eatery in Nashville's Salem Town neighborhood was packed with people enjoying Easter Sunday brunch. Two men started arguing. One of them pulled a gun. And when the shooting was over, police say one man was dead, four other people injured. Search for the suspect is now underway. Traffic intermittently moving on a stretch of California's scenic Highway 1. It collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closure and stranding motorists near Big Sur. More details at srnnews.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Do you have an electrical checklist at your house that needs to be completed? Call Completed Electric Plus. Need a dimmer switch installed? Completed. Fan installation? Completed. Breaker problems? Completed. New plug by your favorite chair? Completed. Electrical jobs around the house get completed quickly, expertly, and affordably with licensed techs from Completed Electric Plus, specializing in residential electrical jobs. Call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit them at CompletedElectricPlus.com.
KMED and KCMD Morning Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit MyAdvancedAir.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. Chilly start this Monday morning, but a nice afternoon with plenty of sunshine. High of 72. We'll drop to 43 tonight. Going to be nearing 80 Tuesday. Then a strong front moves in, dropping our highs into the 40s and lower 50s with showers likely Wednesday.
Boy, have some scrap gold sitting around the house. Today's a good time to head over to Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers, Ashland Grants Pass. 482-3715 to get your appointment for the Grants Pass 6th and G. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland. And they're working real hard there. And they'll be open, I think, at 10 o'clock this morning is when they're going to open up. Because gold at this moment is bouncing around pretty much at its all-time dollar high. $22.36, $22.37. And it's still being bought hand over fist by central banks. And you have to ask yourself, gee, why is this? Because we have this everything rally going on. Everything is going up. I think what this is Mr. Market saying that they don't think the United States government is going to get control of the spending because it's on automatic pilot and nobody's going to vote no on much of anything when it comes to spending. Yes, including Ukraine. I know there's been some talk about that, but So it's got to come out of something. And physical gold and silver, great way to preserve wealth. Certainly working in the gold world right now. Like I said, $22.36 an ounce. But if you've been hanging on to some scrap silver and gold, they'll buy it over at J. Austin. And, of course, collectible notes and various other things, too. Now, if you're like me, and I know I am, I'm just looking to continue to dollar cost average and accumulate a little physical gold and silver at a time. That's my point of view. But your mileage may vary. Talk to your financial advisor. But when you're looking for the buying and selling of precious items, silver and gold, and so much more, talk to the recognized experts, the people that don't bend the knee to the COVID fraud back in 2020 and 2021. Good people. And they're great sponsors of my show, too. J. Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers. Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Call them at 482-3715.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Saving big, I can dig on just the things I need.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley truckloads of money over the years on things you buy and use often. All Beauty Mark Salon certificates are half off. Also, save big on Diner 62, Malello's Coffee, and Freddy's Diner. This and much more available exclusively at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
We're talking here about Shanahan being the choice of RFK Jr. Well, Ford lost $4.5 billion because of electric vehicles. I mean, he has been on this kick on the environment for pretty much all of his adult life. And Chrysler owns Stellantis. They're cutting 400 jobs to focus on electric vehicles. Ford lost $4.5 billion. It's the company of several auto brands, Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, confirming that they're laying off hundreds of U.S. workers to trim their workforce amid their transition to the electric vehicle production. Wow. I mean, they want to force electric vehicles down your throat, whether you like them or don't like them. They literally want you to get rid of your gas stove, your refrigerator, your air conditioner. Stop eating meat. There's no end to this.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
Been keeping an eye on this lawsuit against the Secretary of State of Oregon. And the ask was that Christine Goodwin be removed from office because she doesn't live in her district. At least that's the claim of this. And another part of this was to keep her off of the May ballot running against Noah Robinson for State Senator Robinson's current seat, since he's not allowed to run for re-election because of Measure 113. Don't even get me started on the stupidity of Measure 113, but yeah, I know. Yeah, there's nothing quite like having state public employee unions pushing a measure saying that state senators need to be there to do their job while they reserve the right for them to strike. Isn't that funny? Yeah, I'm not laughing either. But let's talk about the lawsuit, though, at least, because it has been withdrawn for the time being, and I was kind of disappointed about that. And Josephine County Commissioner John West, in his private citizen capacity was part of that, along with Mike Pelfrey and a bunch of other Grants Pass citizens. How you doing this morning, Commissioner? Good to have you back on. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Glad to be here.
Tell us what happened with Stephen Jonkis, the attorney, Friday. I guess at first I was told that the entire case had gone away. And then I was told that, no, it was just the first part of the case went away. And then later in the day, I guess the whole thing got withdrawn, the whole case. So give us the status of it. Is the whole case is gone now, right?
It's just temporary gone. What happened was when Judge Bain here in Josephine County did not hear the TRO in a timely manner in that 61-day period.
That's the temporary restraining order, by the way. People didn't know what that meant, okay?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So when Judge Bain didn't take that up in that 61-day period, it threw that part of the statute out. So that's why we was dropping item number one. Mm-hmm. But then when you look at the statute, it actually doesn't give us a remedy until after the May 21st election on the complaint number two.
Now, complaint number two is the claim that Christine Goodwin, State Rep. Christine Goodwin, does not really live in the second state Senate district, right? And then, so she shouldn't be on the ballot.
Yeah. So the way the state has this rigged, this is the way I call it, rigged for the Democrats, because they're the ones that's been in power. They do their darndest to make sure you can't throw them out of office. And so it kind of rolls over and helps some Republicans if they're not truly Republicans and don't stand for our values. So that's what's happened here is so we cannot file a suit or remove her from office because we have to wait till May 21st. Mm-hmm. The statute says we have 40 days after the May 21st election if she was to win in May 2021.
If she was to win. Okay.
Yeah, if she was to win, then we can go to court to have her removed in that 40-day period. But if she doesn't win, then nothing has to take place because she didn't win. So
okay. All right. This is something. Representative Goodwin's eligibility to be both state rep and also state senate. This has been something which has been bubbling behind the scenes for many months now, and I'm surprised that it had to really get to this point. There. You're allowed to have more than one home, right? I mean, we know that. I mean, the law does allow someone who's running for office to have more than one home. But I guess the question is, where does she really live? And have you done some searching or investigating? Because the claim is that she actually lives in this or on this property of the Falk family vineyard, right? That's the claim that she's making.
That's the claim. We will prove with undisputable evidence that narrative is false that she uses. So the voter has to ask themselves, does she live at 317 Acre Drive in a $1 million home with a swimming pool with her husband, which she claims for 44 years, or does she live 6 months and one day in a tasting room at a vineyard? So when some citizens went to the vineyard and knocked on the door of the house there, the granddaughter opened the door. Mm-hmm. Her husband, the granddaughter, and their baby was there. And
who's granddaughter? Yeah, who's granddaughter? Who's granddaughter?
That's the granddaughter of the Falk. I think Grandma Falk passed away. That's my understanding. She passed away. And so the granddaughter said that they're living there, taking care of the estate. And okay. So the question was asked if Christine Goodwin lived there. And they said, no, she lives in a studio.
In a studio.
And they, which we don't know where this studio is. Mm-hmm. But they said they live in the house. Now, 2 weeks ago on the news media, Christine Goodwin says she lives in the big house. Well, the granddaughter says just the opposite. She says she's living in the big house. So there's that issue. But in July of 22, Christine Goodwin, under perjury of law, put down on her corporation document in multiple places, I think it was three or four different places, that her residential address was at 317 Acre Drive, which is outside of our district. Now, she signed that under perjury of law, that that was true and correct. And she didn't just make a mistake and put it once. She put it like three or four times. So that's one document. We have asked if she was to win, we feel confident we'll have her disqualified then, because we'll be able to follow the statute right down because of the, of what's happened. And we will show her DMV records, all of her vehicle registrations, her tax returns, her electric bill, any sort of lease or rental agreement, payment for supposedly living there. We have a list that goes on, and we believe 100% we will show, no one will dispute it and say, wow. Plus, we have some other information that we're not divulging at this time that we will bring forward. We brought other documents forward. This to me is the biggest thing that I don't understand, Bill, is she has been interviewed by many, many news media now. And every one of them calls me after they interview her. And I said, well, what did she say about her address? Well, she just moves on. She doesn't answer her address. She just moves on about how this is about Noah Robinson. This is not about Noah Robinson. It was last Friday was the first time I have ever spoke to Noah. I have never discussed this. I have never talked to him until last Friday was the first time I shook the guy's hand and met him. And so she wants to change the subject from where do I live to, oh, this is about Noah Robinson. It has nothing to do with
Noah. Well, even if it was about Noah Robinson, which I know it is not, okay, what it's really about, though, is where do you live, Christine? it's a pretty simple question. You know, to me, the real tell that things are not as they appear, Commissioner West, is when the Daily Courier, who, of course, is no friend to anyone on the right-wing side of things, okay? Let's be honest, right? The Daily Courier offered to bring a reporter and photographer down there to hang out at her place at the Vineyard, right? And then when she told them, well, no, because she didn't want to get, the ranch involved in this thing. Well, it's not about getting the ranch involved in this. It's about supposedly you own this place or you're renting this place right now. It should be no big deal. You know, if the evidence supports you, if reality supports you, you normally put it out there. It just looks hinky. That's the way I look at it. There's no way of describing it any other way.
Yeah. So, Bill, you're spot on. The granddaughter does not want to get involved.
I don't blame her.
She doesn't want to be drug in the middle of this lawsuit. She doesn't want to be brought in. She doesn't want to have to lie. Now Christine's saying, oh, I'm going to move from the Vineyard and move deeper in. Well, wait a minute. If you got a legitimate place there and you've got a rental or a lease agreement, and everything's on the up and up, why are you moving? What's the big deal? You rent it. You have the right. Why all of a sudden at the 12th hour, I'm going to be moving because these people aren't getting harassed.
You know something?
So
Commissioner, I'm just so disappointed that we're having to have these kind of arguments because these controversies because the Constitution is pretty clear. You have to live in your district. And I know that We have our New York senator. Look at how we deride Senator Ron Wyden, because everybody knows that where does he really live? He really lives with his multimillionaire wife in New York, right? Everybody knows this.
Right. And yet
there is probably, what, an apartment or some house out here just done to make it look good. And I guess you almost wish that, do we have to have a definition of what your residency actually means here? There's a reason why you're supposed to actually live here, so that you don't have divided loyalties. That's what this is all about, that you really represent the people you claim to represent.
Think about the Secretary of State. Who do they really represent? The Democrats. Do you think they really represent Republicans? They're caught in the middle here because, ooh, boy, if we really do the right thing and go after the Republican, man, we're going to have to do the same thing with the Democrat.
Yeah.
And then they put out their spokesperson who says, well, you know, I reviewed the document. And of course you're going to say this, because when you reviewed the documents and you give her a certificate to be our state rep, you were wrong. There was no documents that supported her residency there. But because you did it, you got to try to pull the wool over the voters' eyes down here and say, well, we reviewed it and it was okay. So that's why their spokesperson for the residential part of it's coming out saying what she's saying, is because, wow, we screwed up. They caught us. Mm. And so we got to stick with our narrative. So we're just going to keep saying the same thing. And hopefully,
in other words, we back Christine Goodwin's claim that she actually lives in the winery area. Right. You know, that sort of thing, because otherwise we're going to have to start looking at where the Democrats are actually really living in their districts.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
So another thing, Bill, isn't it amazing when the news media talks to Christine Goodwin about this instance and she does not say, listen, I'm going to bring my tax returns and show you that I filed them in 22 and it shows where my residence is. I'm going to bring my DMV records. I'm going to bring all this stuff. We brought her voter log and all that. But she doesn't say that. She doesn't say, I am going to bring the evidence forward and I'm going to put this claim, just like we've been asking for the last 6-7 months, and it's cricket. You don't hear a thing except for she said, well, I got a certificate from the Secretary of State that says I'm okay. And then her other comment is, don't worry about it. I've got it handled.
Yeah. Now, not worrying about it, I got it handled, is not the same as saying it's not true.
Right.
You see, that's what I'm getting at. I think that's what we have to look at. It's like so much else, though, in our election system, Commissioner West. Commissioner John West with me from Joe County. You know, it's like when you sign up for driver's license, or when you're a motor voter and you sign up to vote and you swear that you're a citizen. They don't go and check on you. It's just a matter of what you say, right? And it's the same with where you live when you're running for a state rep or a state senator. Fair enough. Is that pretty much the same thing?
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And Bill, a couple other things, just last things that I have, is when the news media is interviewing her, she doesn't want to talk about where she lives. What does she do? She pulls a Hillary Clinton moment. Hillary Clinton called us deplorables. She's calling us minions down here. So the minions are after me. The thugs are after me. She doesn't answer the question. She doesn't prove that she lives where she does. She pulls a Hillary Clinton moment and says, well, those minions and those thugs and those bullies. And no, that's the farthest
and listen,
the truth.
The bottom line here is that my concern and the reason why this matters, I know for a lot of people they're thinking, well, she's been a good state rep, and maybe she has been. But if you're willing to lie about something like this, if it is a lie, if it's an untruth, what else are you willing to lie about to the people? And I think people deserve to know the truth about all this.
Well, just think of it this way when you say that, Bill. Do you think the Democrats don't know what we know? They know everything. They turned every blanket over on every Republican. They know everything they can use against you for your vote. Mm-hmm. And if this is hanging over her head and she was to get elected, they could say, listen, Secretary of State can pull you out of office tomorrow.
Yeah, let's play ball, right? You're going to play ball on this bill we got before you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to vote how we tell you or you're gone. Mm. And if you're gone, it's going to make you look bad, and they own you.
Mm. Josephine.
You know, Bill, this is not about Christine Goodwin being a good person or bad person. This is just about truth and honest, and that's what the Republican Party is supposed to stand for.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, Josephine County Commissioner John West. I think this is Holly. Holly, is that you on line two? I thought I recognized the phone number.
Yes, that is me.
Holly Morton.
What I think citizens need to understand is, how does this happen? How does a person decide to run in another district? And the reason that happens, there are two reasons. One is you have lobbyists in Salem who represent the interests of various different groups, housing, whatever. The lobbyists are looking at the various possible candidates and saying, okay, look, let's get you in this district. Let's get you in this district. They line everything up so that they can get the votes the way they want to get them for the people whose interests they represent.
Hmm. In other words, the lobbies want Christine. They don't want Noah Robinson.
Well, the lobbyists, they lined her up very early on because they were worried that Art Robinson was going to get kicked out because of 113, which ultimately did take place. And they were not confident. I don't know why not, because Noah's been sitting with Art Robinson for like 14 years through all of his political activities. But somehow or another, they were worried that he was, A, too conservative, and B, somehow not strong enough. Well, he is extremely conservative. He's probably got 100% voting record, 99% anyway. He's excellent. But they decided that they wanted Christine. Now, but at the same time, Brock Smith was running in Christine's district. So they say, well, let's just get you running in this district. And
so in other words, the lobbyists then are picking and choosing where people are running. And saying,
that's
hey,
right.
we more or less got your back, right? We've got your back. Here's the money.
Right.
Okay.
Mm. I think that's happening. And so the lobbyists, and it's evidenced by, you can look in OLIS and see where the money comes from for each candidate. So in the case of Christine Goodwin, she has a lot of lobbyist money that comes in. She's got $97,000 in the bank, and they send out all these flyers and all these things that we receive in the mail to represent, because they want to get her in. And then they'll start controlling the interest in the vote. Meanwhile, the caucus, which is all the representatives, all the Senate, these various caucuses, they're deciding how they want things to go. Now, our current caucus is a pretty deal-making sort of a group. They want to be able to get together and let's give a little to get this and that kind of thing. Bills are so bizarre. You have these bills that have, say, 15 different subjects in them, and maybe 10 of them are acceptable, but 5 of them are totally unacceptable.
But the caucus will go along and move along. So, in other words, this is just essentially the corrupting power of the lobbies in our political system and our representatives.
I'm not comfortable, and I don't think it's the way we should be doing things.
Okay, all right, I get. Holly, thank you for explaining the political side of that, okay? All right, I really do. In fact, I think I'm going to talk with Dwayne Junker more about that very aspect of it here in just a couple of minutes, okay? But thank you for explaining that side of it. And Josephine County Commissioner John West, we appreciate your take on that too. And I guess I just want to make sure I understand quickly before we take off, though, is that if Christine Goodwin wins, you'll be back in court, right?
We will file the new suit May 21st. And we will show the citizens the truth.
All right. We appreciate you coming on. And thanks for explaining some of this, okay? Interesting times.
Thank you.
All right. 735 KMED KCMD. Interesting times indeed, all right? 770-563. Actually, hold the calls here, because we will get State Rep. Dwayne Junker. Kind of a politicized hour. A weaponized politicized hour here on the Bill Myers Show.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Do you have an electrical checklist at your house that needs to be completed? Call Completed Electric Plus. Need a dimmer switch installed? Completed. Fan installation? Completed. Breaker problem? Completed. New plug by your favorite chair? Completed. Electrical jobs around the house get completed quickly, expertly, and affordably with licensed techs from Completed Electric Plus. Specializing in residential electric jobs, call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit them at CompletedElectricPlus.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. Provided by Dish.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
If you check out any of the mainstream media outlets, there's been a lot of arrows thrown at State Rep. Dwayne Junker because he, along with Senator Art Robinson, have voted no on a lot of stuff that other Republicans have voted yes on. Why is that? Why is that? I mean, why are the arrows being thrown? Part of it is because, naturally, the system seems to only want to reward people who say yes and take the grift, take the money, even though a lot of other bad stuff gets done. And we're going to delve deeply into that with Representative Junker here in just a moment. I think some of the criticism is misplaced. But most of the critics, though, are thinking that there is nothing that the state of Oregon will want to do with programs or with grant stream funding that isn't absolutely sweetness and light. Well, it's not true. And we'll talk with Representative Junker about that here in just a moment. And I guess we'll call him a little mini Dr. No. We'll kick that around coming up. KMED, KCMD News, sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MillettConstruction.com.
Good morning. I'm Marcus Villa with your NBC5 Morning News Update. Senator Ron Wyden is co-sponsoring a bill that would increase the child tax credit cap over the next few years. The Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act would allow parents to claim credit for each child. It would increase the child tax credit from its current cap of $1,400 to $1,800 for the 2023 tax year, $1,900 in 2024, and $2,000 in 2025, and would begin adjusting for inflation. The bill has passed the U.S. House of Representatives, but has not passed the Senate. Habitat for Humanity's Women Build program is back for 2024. The program recruits, educates, and nurtures women to build and advocate for affordable houses in their communities. The orientation will be this Saturday evening at 6 at Habitat for Humanity on South Pacific Highway in Medford. The City of Grants Pass has installed artwork on 4 utility boxes this week on 6th and 7th Street. According to the city, it has added a total of 9 utility box art installations since 2022 with this addition. The city partnered with the Committee on Public Art, the 4-Way Community Foundation, and Republic Services to present the community with these works of art. For local news anytime, you can head to our website, KOBI5.com, or to our Facebook page, that's KOBI TV, NBC5, and for NBC5 News, I'm Marcus Villa. Have a great start to your week.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Through April, purchase a set of four Cooper tires for practically whatever you drive, and you'll get a Visa reward card in the mail. Get $100 on top of the line Cooper Discover STT Pro Mud Terrains or Cobra Instincts for your sports car. Get $75 on five styles of all-terrain truck tires, including the popular AT3 XLT, and get $50 on three styles of all-season passenger tires, including Endeavor. Save on Cooper tires at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Hey, it's Lars here with my trusted friend in the real estate market, Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. With the marketplace the way it is today, what are you doing differently?
Hey, Lars, great question. We offer our guaranteed sale program where we set a price and a deadline, and if your home doesn't sell during that time, we will buy it. And you combine that with the marketing that we do to get our clients top dollar for the sale of their home, and we sell properties like no one else in Southern Oregon.
What does that mean for someone who lists his home or her home today?
Lars, for someone that lists today, they can start packing. With our guaranteed sale program and the marketing that we do that is second to none in the market, they will be able to get top dollar for their home and know that they didn't leave any money on the table during this changing market.
Thanks, Jared. Call Jared Hokanson today at 541-772-SOLD, 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and start packing.
Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point is a family diner designed to please everyone in the family. Along with 13 burgers, there's 8 fresh sandwiches and 7 different melts, all served with fresh-cut fries. There's Carolina chicken smothered in mushrooms, onions, bacon, cheddar cheese, and honey mustard sauce. There's 7 seafood baskets, hickory smoked ribeyes, chicken fried chicken and steak, and so much more. You're invited to Freddy's Diner on Main in Old Town Eagle Point. Open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
Hi, I'm Randall from Advanced Air, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
State Rep. Dwayne Junker is back on the program here. Dwayne, welcome back. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing well. It's been interesting listening to all your guests this morning, especially the one about energy.
Energy is a big deal here as the state of Oregon is looking to criminalize carbon. Hey, that's it. They won't criminalize drugs, but they'll criminalize carbon. Got to love that. Maybe that's a...
And you wonder why you can't afford housing.
Now, would you agree with me, though, when All Care came out, I was watching NBC5 last week, and Julie Akins, who I have great respect for, by the way. I'm not bashing Julie, personally, anyway, when I say this. But naturally, you would figure that All Care is going to come out and be a big fan of the state legislature improving housing options or changing the rules and allowing more development going on in the rural lands. And I can appreciate that, but they're not being really serious because they don't go to the source of it, which is state land use control in the first place. I mean, the county should be deciding where homes go, not the state of Oregon, not urban growth boundaries. I mean, right? And also, there's a big part of the homeless situation, which is driven by addiction. Not all, but a whole big percentage of it, I would say. How do you see it?
Well, yeah, the liberal Democrats, progressives, like to group all homeless in one category. They don't like to break them into different categories, which we know we have elderly that can use some help.
Yeah.
We know we have disabled people that can use some help. But they want to group them all the same. They're the unhoused, which for them, that's a great selling point. But it's not true of all the homeless people. We know that. But then you have to go back to the root and find out, why does an elderly person can't afford housing? Well, because it's the liberal policies that have caused this problem. But they won't say that. They won't recognize and come out and go, you know what, we've had bad policies that have raised your electricity, that the cost of living is more, your food bill, your fuel bill, all these things. But that's what they hide under this unhoused thing, which we know does not work. You know, Project Turnkey, you look in California, is an absolute failure of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, Project Turnkey, by the way, for those that don't know, though, and of course, that has to do with housing first, right? This is the concept that the progressive politics have been moving forward or trying to move for a number of years, that the problem with homelessness is the lack of homes and that all we have to do is provide homes, homes first, and then that takes care of the problem. That's Project Turnkey is what you were referencing in California, correct?
Yes. Yes. That it would work. Well, we know it. If you just look to California, it's not working. But we spend billions of dollars probably on it, and it's not working. And all it does is give a house to someone. It doesn't deal with the cause root of someone being homeless. It doesn't cause.
Yeah, because let's face it, if you're a fentanyl or methamphetamine or opiate addict and you're not working and you're not productive, it probably doesn't matter how affordable the home is. You're not able to pay it. You're not able to pay it or take care of the home.
No, I mean, you just look to the addiction thing, the whole addiction piece in general. We have less beds today than we had 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we're not really focusing on addiction. They want to focus on housing. Well, that doesn't fix the addiction problem. It doesn't fix the trafficking problem, how the drugs get here. They don't want to focus on those things. And when Republican legislators try to bring those things up, they don't want to hear those things. They don't want to talk about going after drug dealers and stuff like that. People don't see the play being the scripted play. I look at this in the House floor. The House floor is a scripted play by the Democratic Party, and Republicans are just extras in the play. And some good Republicans play along, and the Democrats clap and go, thank you for being a good extra.
Yeah, thank you for being bipartisan, right? Because that's the whole deal. It's to pass progressive bills to pass Democrat bills with the appearance of bipartisanship, right? So it's not just a Democrat bill, even though it's only a Democrat bill.
It is only a Democrat bill, because nothing goes on the floor without the Speaker of the House wanting it to be on the floor. Nothing leaves the committee without a Democratic committee chair allowing it. And then the governor is the one that gets signed off. So the deck is stacked against Republicans in the state or conservative thinking people. Mm-hmm. So we're just part of extras in this big long play. And I get upset as why are we playing along with the play? Let them own their own bills.
And that's a really interesting take on this, Dwayne. State Representative Dwayne Junker with me this morning. Because as it is, there is a bipartisan desire, I would imagine, to defend the failures of these bills because both Republicans and Democrats voted for it, or at least a lot of Democrats, you know, were joined by Republicans, right? Is that kind of it? So failure doesn't really get washed out of the system. Failure will get doubled down upon.
Yeah, because they could point, well, we had bipartisanship on these bills.
Right.
Well, what is that doing for the conservative people thinking, well, it didn't do nothing. The Democrats don't have to own their bad bills. Now Republicans have to own the bad bills, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, this comes into why do so many so-called good Republicans then sign on and vote for bad Democrat bills? That's the question I have. Is this about the lobbies again, or is there some other political principle playing in this?
You know, that's a hard thing to each person, each representative or senator has their own reason. And there is some good things in some of these bills. So there's a little bit of sprinkled here and there. You know, when you have the Stoddards and go, well, you know, Republicans voted for these bills, which, you know, he's either lying to the readers or he's a moron. The Republicans.
You know, I wish you would tell us what you really thought about him. But anyway. Well, I don't want to try to make it personal here. Of course, maybe he's making it personal, too, over on the Daily Courier. Okay, so maybe there's
I think he really doesn't like my thinking, obviously. That's why he lies to the readers and doesn't tell them.
Okay, well, how do you believe he lies to the readers, though? And I'll give you a chance to explain that, all right?
I think he's very deceptive. So I met this little man, I think it was Thursday or Friday, and he said, you want to have legalized sex with a corpse? And I'm like, sir, sex with a corpse is already illegal, you know? But the ominous bill...
Okay, so what is it? So what bill was this guy coming talking to you about with the claim that you wanted to make it legal to have sex with a corpse? What bill was being talked about here? I don't remember that.
Oh, man. This provides Senate Bill 1574, and people can read this up. And you can go to my Lex Dwayne Younger website. I put it up there. It's Senate Bill 1574. The caption says, provide abuse corpse in the first degree sexually. So basically, but that's not really what the bill's about. He attacked Noah Robinson and I. It's a 17-page ominous bill stuffed with all kinds of garbage in there about private policing and access to state records and stuff like that. It really has nothing to do with sex with the corpse.
But that's how the bill was sold. The bill was sold on sex with a corpse, and you and Noah and the Robinsons looked at this bill, and it was really just a big giveaway bill to what, Oregon Health Authority or someone else?
Well, there's some stuff in there. There's some rule changing about giving access for fingerprinting to nonprofits. It's very misleading. And instead of these little things wouldn't have passed on their own. So what they do is they stuff them in these bills. So you're like stuck to.
Oh, this is the same sort of situation like in Washington, D.C., in the swamp, in which, you know, all right, if you want your military funding, you're going to have to do all this other stuff and you better vote for it, Republicans. Right. That same kind of thing. You got to get all the bad stuff in order to get a few crumbs of good stuff, right?
That's the way I look at this.
But then we have people that are saying that, well, you, State Representative Dwayne Younger, since you didn't vote for this bill, you want to have it be okay to have sex with a corpse, right? Which is not true at all. But that's the way the bill was sold. Boy, what a fraud, the way this stuff is sold.
That's why it says Stoddard's either a liar or a moron. I mean, because so you're lying to the reader. And you got to remember who reads the Daily Courier. It's the older people, and they believe the newspaper's truthful, and they wouldn't lie to them because that's what they grew up in. That era of the newspaper is fair and bipartisan, which we know that is not true. So, you know, he's very misleading elderly people that are, you know, not going to go read the bill or any of the things he puts out there because why would Scott Stoddard lie to the public? Well, he's lying to them. It's not fair. It's not fair to the reader either. Not fair to the elderly. So I think he's taking advantage of it. That's why I call him either a liar or a moron. And he, you know, I'm sure he'll write about me again. That's okay. But I will just continue to tell the truth. I'm there to look after people's bacon. You know what I'm saying? I want them to stop taking your money from your pocket and giving it to these other projects that are basically redistribution of wealth.
But what you're doing here, though, Dwayne, is that you're not playing along with the go-along-to-get-along crowd. And that probably puts you in a bad way with the Republican caucus in the state of Oregon legislature. Would that be a reasonable... No.
I would say, yes, it does put me on the out sometimes, yes. And I don't think that all of them... Being at in the Senate and in the House up there is very difficult when you're outnumbered.
Yes.
You know, you want to do good things for the people in your district. So you're kind of torn. And I get the torn. You're like, oh, I want to come back and say I did good things for our district. Everybody wants to feel good. But I look at it a little bit as like, are we really doing well? If the Democrats are taking 95 cents of every dollar and Republicans only get a nickel, after time, how that just keeps adding up and adding up. And we're getting taken advantage of in this scheme. And we're losing conservative values. We're losing our rural, you know, things. People are complaining about water rights and farming and all this stuff. Well, that's not the Republicans causing this problem. It's the Democratic policies. They're going after farming. They're going after building their houses. But then they turn around and go, well, we had bipartisanship on these things. Now we're at blame, too. It doesn't work both ways.
You know, it's interesting. On your website, which is electdwayneyunker.info, you have a whole bunch of the of what you're talking about, bills that you voted no on that, of course, you have been criticized because of this. And you bring up how misleading the bills are. And it makes for really interesting reading. I'm going to post this. Okay, I'm going to post this for you. You'll share it. Because, as an example, on Senate Bill 1571, one of the first ones you have in there, has to do with censorship. And Senate Bill 1571 would be about requiring labels on artificial intelligence-generated campaign materials, which sounds like a good idea, right? I mean, you listen to this, you know, you don't want someone pretending to be Dwayne Juncker with an AI bot, you know, from communist China going in there and spreading misinformation, right? I guess that's kind of the purpose of it. But as an example, what did Senate Bill 1571 actually do, you know, or what did it? And you voted no on this, right?
Yeah, I voted no because obviously Oregon likes to be the test pilot of everything. Like, we should we?
Oh, yeah. Every bad idea gets a test run in Oregon first, I swear. You know, it's either that or else we take a bad idea California did and then we move forward with it, right? That kind of thing.
Yes. So I'm not willing in the short session to not work through this bill and go, okay, what's working somewhere else? I don't want to be the first one to keep making mistakes because Oregon is really good at that. We make mistakes first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, let someone else test pilot this, some of the stuff before we start making bad laws, because we know we have tons of laws. So I look at these things, go, okay, is this the appropriate time in a 35-day session to cram down the censorship bill? Which, I'm not an expert in AI. I want to know more about it. Is it working? This is just a new concept coming to us. But what we like to do is cram. Oh, we're going to be the first one to do a bill. That's not the way we should be legislating up there. We should take. We're going to make a law to be very, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have this bill. This bill, 1571. By the way, did 1571 pass overall? Did it pass?
I think it did.
Okay. Because thing is, though, what you brought up, which is actually respecting civil liberties, was that you're bringing up that this bill is partnering up with CISA, a federal censorship agency, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, I don't, you know, you really want to get in bed with the feds on this, state of Oregon.
Do you trust your government? That's always asked people. Do you trust your government? We don't have to look far to say, do we trust our government and what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You turn the news any day right now, and we know the government is doing bad stuff and taking people's rights away. We see people in court. We see people getting, you know, the government suing them. And you're going to lose if the government's going after you.
All right. Let's take another bill. The way it was sold to the people, to the sheep, we'll call it We the Sheeple. Okay. The way a bill was sold to We the Sheeple. Let's say House Bill 4147. All right. This is the video camera on school bus bill. And you would think there would be nothing really all that controversial about it. And you voted no on this. And people will say, well, obviously it's because Dwayne Juncker wants kids to be hit by cars at school buses. Stop school buses, right? Is that probably how they're coming after you?
Yeah, you don't want school bus safety.
You don't want school bus safety. Yeah.
Children's safety, which buses are actually already made with this camera on there. There's no law that says you can't have the camera on there.
Okay.
So, and this is already being used in several states already, and it has not proven to stop, you know, it hasn't proven to be more safe. It hasn't had better results. So it's a pause falls in. And then there's court challenges. We know in Medford right now there's a red light camera lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing those things are not, and then look at our law enforcement. They're just overburdened by stuff that they can't even keep up with, you know, in Josephine County and Grants Pass PD can't even keep up with the stuff they have now. Now we're going to have them doing the camera on buses watch. It just goes too far. But it does not say that you cannot have a camera on a bus.
But this would have required the camera on the bus and all the rest of it. So nothing's stopping a school district if they want to go here and do that right now.
No. Well, this passed, but it wouldn't. Before the bill, you could still have a camera. There's cameras on buses.
Mm-hmm.
There's no law that you don't have to have a camera. You can't have a camera on a bus. We know we have cameras inside the bus recording the bus driver and things going on. And a lot of cameras have facing forward cameras. So there's nothing that says you can't have these cameras on there. It's just saying that, you know, we're going to make another law again.
All right. All right. Yeah. So you didn't think that this was the time. Once again, a short session. We're just supposed to be tidying up budgets and things, not coming up with big plans.
Yeah.
Another one here to me that really illustrates the grift and the corruption of the state legislature is House Bill 4124. All right. This is the one that gave almost $500,000 to the Oregon Caves. And even before you ended up coming out with this, I'm thinking, why are we giving money to the Oregon Caves? This is a federal place, first off. What is $500,000 of Oregon taxpayer money going to the Oregon Caves for? Explain this, because this is all under the guise of COVID relief. Gosh, you'd think we're still under the pandemic 4 years later.
Exactly. Now, this is a Pam Marsh bill. So, Pam Marsh, and actually, Lily.
Okay, now let me ask, though, since it was a Pam Marsh bill, was this done maybe in exchange so that Oregon Shakespeare Festival gets its $2.5 million of loot? I can't help but wonder about that.
People could draw lines. I don't know. You know, this was stuffed in that bill. I didn't know that. Now, this is a culture bill. You know, I'm saying arts and culture. So I didn't, I don't know how you put the Oregon Caves in it, which is a federal.
The Oregon Caves with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, right? Okay. One's artistic and the other one is just a cave. But I digress here. Please continue.
So we're going to give. Now, the Oregon Caves is a federal park. Mm-hmm. It's all run by the federal government. All the money that the Oregon Caves gets goes back to the federal government. But now we're going to take Oregon taxpayer, state taxpayer money, and give another $500,000 to them also. Well, I would say it's the federal government's responsibility to take care of the Oregon Caves, not the Oregon, taxpayers in the state.
But you see, that's a reasonable way to look at this, but I don't think there was a lot of reasonableness looked at. I guess maybe the whole problem here is that the system is set up that it's almost like everyone's just grabbing for the money while the hot checks can still be written. Is it that simple? Is that really what's driving a lot of this, Representative Yunker?
I would. You can go. I had another thing out there. One representative, a Democrat representative, took home $38 million to his district.
Wow.
$38 million. So is this the kind of state government you want? I would say, how about you limit the laws, give the taxpayer their money back, and put it back in my pocket so I can reinvest in my own community? How about give the city the control or the county control to build housing? I got hit on, well, you didn't apply for the housing bill. Well, you got to remember, I voted after the bill was cut. Mm-hmm. But the city of Grants Pass has $5 million right now of COVID money that they could use for infrastructure. But instead, the city mayor and a couple of her friends want to use it for a pool. But if housing is our number one problem, shouldn't we use it for housing versus the Grants Pass pool? Mm-hmm. I would say if housing is the number one issue, why aren't we using it for infrastructure for housing instead of a pool? This is just the corruption I see as I study these things and look into them.
And, of course, you're being held up as essentially some nasty guy because you're not willing to bend the knee to the grift, essentially what's going on. And then you're saying no too much, and you're not helping the community. I don't know here.
No, I'm looking after their. I say I'm looking after their bacon. I'm looking after their pocketbook.
But they don't look at it that way, though, do they? They don't look at it that way. They look at it the grant stream funding. Well, look what happens here. Something, Representative Yunker. I was watching a show, talking about some things going on in a nice small city down in the South. And you know what was amazing when you took a look at that place? How there were no road diets there, no bollards like we have in downtown Medford, sitting there and divvying up the streets so that the bums can have their little highways, going around from drug deal to drug deal in downtown Medford, all right? And it was funny to see the rest of the country that's not under progressive policies, how they just had a main street. You know what I mean? And yet, what drives that kind of policy? It's the grant stream funding via the feds, via the state legislature that bring these kind of policies into us. Yeah. And so I'm sure someone would said, hey, look, we got money. We're able to pave this downtown street. But yeah, you had to put the road diet in order to do it too, as part of it, right? The same kind of corruption that drives every decision going on in the state legislature. I'm glad you said no to these bills. And I'm hoping that other people in Josephine County realize that you were saying no for the right reason. I really do hope that's the case. Okay?
Can I just say one more thing? People need to understand that the Democrat policies are trying to shame compassion onto Christian value people. Mm-hmm. They're trying to shame you, and then you need to do this because if not, you're a bad person or you're a bad Christian because you don't care for others. That's not true. They're trying to shame us into believing these policies, which are so biblically untrue. I need people to stop listening in the shame and say what is right and wrong. Yes, we can have compassion for elderly and help elderly.
Yeah.
We can have compassion for people that are struggling, but we're not going to have compassion that are people that are sinning and causing problems.
Interesting point of view there. I know talking about sinning and doing wrong things is not a very popular thing in Oregon right now, but it is the reality of where you find the state right now. State Representative Dwayne Yunker, I'm going to post your deal about the misleading bill names. And in fact, the blog post is called Don't Salem Southern Oregon Saying No to Salem's Bad Ideas. And yet a lot of Republicans, under the guise of, well, there's some good things there, said yes to a lot of Salem's bad ideas. I appreciate the call. Good to have you back on, okay?
All right. Thank you, Bill. Yep, bye-bye.
State Rep. Dwayne Yunker, it's 6 minutes after 8. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD, Grants Pass. Also translator, K294 AS, Ashland.
Who'll stop the rain?